With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. King Charles and Queen Camilla have been honored in a state dinner Tuesday evening at the White House. Earlier in the day, the King highlighted the bonds between the two nations during an address to Congress.
King Charles hailed the historic partnership between the UK and the US.
That partnership, I believe, Mr. Speaker, is more important today than it has ever been.
He spoke of the importance of alliances, especially NATO, and urged for the defense of Ukraine. The King mentioned his reliance on Christian faith, and he offered this reminder.
America's words carry weight and meaning, as they have since independence. The actions of this great nation matter even more.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the former FBI director, James Comey, has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
Comey says he assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was just a political message, not a call to violence against the president. Investigation into the deaths of two University of South Florida residents has taken a weird twist when prosecutors say the suspect asked ChatGPT about the dispersing of a body. This is SRN News. An abortion package is still advancing in Colorado. Michael Harrington explains.
Lawmakers have given preliminary approval to legislation that would require all colleges and universities in the state to provide abortion pills to students. The measure would apply to both public and private institutions. It does provide an opt-out for schools that have a, quote, bona fide religious reason, but it would leave it up to the state to decide what bona fide means. Pills now account for the vast majority of abortions in the United States. Michael Harrington reporting.
Scholars are pointing out the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In the opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed the laws of nature and of nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political bands with Britain. As historians have shown, Benjamin Franklin also added the phrase they'd been endowed by their creator. SRN News. Former NBA player Damon Jones pleading guilty in a wide-ranging sports gambling case with alleged links to organized crime.
Jones entered a guilty plea to a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud during the first back-to-back plea change hearings on Tuesday in Brooklyn Federal Court. Sentencing guidelines call for 21 to 27 months in prison. He's charged in separate cases with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Julie Walker, New York.
Brendan Sorsby's acknowledgement of his gambling addiction this week, the latest in a series of bad headlines for college sports. Sorsby is stepping away from the Texas Tech football team. He intends to seek treatment for an addiction. A spokesman says his case is just the tip of the iceberg. More details at srnnews.com.